This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last night at Christie's, a triptych by Francis Bacon went for $142.3 million. That's the most ever for a work of art, which sold after what the auction house called 6 minutes of fierce telephone bidding. On the block at Sotheby's in New York tonight, it's just possible a new record will be broken. Andy Warhol's Silver Car Crash, Double Disaster, 15 prints of photos of a horrific car crash on the left, a rectangle of silver on the right. Art critic and writer Blake Gopnik is here. Morning, Blake.
Good morning, David.
Now, I thought a buyer at an auction would want to buy this at the lowest cost, get a deal, a steal on the thing.
I think that would be the wrong thing to do with this particular picture especially.
How come?
Because the whole point of this picture is about the way we love commodities in this country, the way America's all about high prices, objects you want to buy. So if I were a billionaire buying this picture, I want to spend at least $100 million on it, because that's what Damien Hirst sold his diamond-studded skull for. So it seems to me you want to match that magical price tag. And I might even bid myself up to $250 million, which is what Cézanne sold for to the royal family in Doha.
Help me understand this. It's a bit like when a house sells. It can set prices for the entire street.
Yeah, that's true if you're thinking in terms of the art market. And it's true that collectors love to raise the prices on their works because everything else they own becomes worth more money.
That's the case?
You own a bunch of Warhols. If one of them makes a record price, then all of a sudden you own a whole bunch of other Warhols worth $60, $80 million.
So I see.
But the weird thing about this picture is that the higher price it fetches, the better it is as art. If this thing goes for $100 million, it's a kind of apotheosis of a lot of what Warhol was all about, maybe everything that Warhol was all about.
But you're hurting my head here. You're saying that the more expensive it is, the better it is.
This is something I would never normally say. I'm famous as a kind of scold. I hate the art market. I go after auctions all the time. But in this case, this picture, it seems to me, is all about Warhol turning a tragedy, something really sad, a car wrapped around a tree, into a glitzy commodity. That's what Warhol did with his own life, right? He turns himself into the ultimate commodity. So if this tragedy goes for more money, then he's done a better job of what his pictures are all about. Half this picture is all silver. It's basically a silver ingot. So half this picture already turns itself into pure value, pure commodity. And if this goes for even more money, then that's realized in a really complete way. He's finally shown that this culture that he lived in, that we live in, is about nothing else than buying and selling.
Blake Gopnik is working on a comprehensive biography of Andy Warhol. Mr. Gopnik, thank you.
Thank you.